Convert multiple files to MP3 using Audacity. Hello and thank you for joining me for another episode on my podcast. Today episode, I use my Vocalizer Direct Voice Tom and talk about how to convert multiple files to MP3 using Audacity. This might be useful if you are Audacity user and you don't want to install more software to do this job, so here we go. To save or convert a file to MP3 with Audacity, you need to download and install the LAME MP3 encoder library. I'll put the link of this on my show note. Go to that address, find and download the installation file for your operating system, then follow the instruction to install. I've already installed it, so now I start my Audacity and start demonstrating.
Windows D, desktop, folder view, list view, Windows Mail 1-5. A, Audacity. Enter. Welcome to Audacity. Press JAWS key plus H to display the list of JAWS hotkeys for Audacity. Audacity is starting up .. Audacity track panel. Track view table.
I have my Audacity open. To convert multiple files from the Audacity main window, go to File menu and choose Apply Change.
Alt F menu, File menu, New Control plus N, N.
I press up arrow to find that command quickly.
Exit control plus Q, print .. page setup .. edit change .. h, a, apply chain .. y. Enter menu bar, leaving menu bar, apply chain dialog, select chain, audio left paren az right paren, list view, not selected audio left paren az right paren, 1-14.
The apply change windows is opened, and I'd like to give a short description of this before continuing. Change, sometimes called batch processing, is a list of commands that you want the program to process to your files in step by step. For example, I do podcast, and I usually do the following step for my podcast file. 1. Normalize. 2. Remove unwanted silences. 3. Apply compressor. The change feature can help me to do that step just by pressing enter once, and sure, it saved my time. For now, it helps me to convert multiple files to MP3 files with the settings I gave before. I can relax while Audacity do this job. I'll talk more about this in other shows. For now, I just want to show you how to convert file using this feature. To do that, from the Apply Change window, arrow to find the command called MP3 conversion.
Cheap microphone, compress with no compressor, compressor stick, QLongs audio, duck left pe, liver co, MP3 conversion.
Pressing tab to explore its options.
Tab, apply to current project button, Alt plus P.
Apply to current project. Use this option when you have something opening, and you want to apply a change to it.
Tab, apply to files .. button, Alt plus F.
Apply to files. Use this option when you want to apply change to multiple files, like I want to convert multiple files to MP3 files. When you press this button, a new dialog will open for adding files to the process. I created a folder, which contains over 20 WAV files for demonstrating, so now I press this button to add it to the process. I press Insert plus Tab to make sure that I'm focusing at the Apply to Files button.
Apply to Files .. button.
Okay, now I press Spacebar to activate it.
Space. Apply Chain Dialog. Select File Left Paren S Right Paren for Batch Processing .. Dialog. File Name : Edit Combo 0 Items Alt plus N.
The folder located in my D drive, so I type in D:.
D:. Enter D:.
And Shift plus Tab to browse the folder.
Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected backup, 1D, demo.
Okay, it's here.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected 1lag.wav, 1/24.
Now press Ctrl plus A to select all items here.
Selected, 1lag.wav, 3words.wav.
Then press enter to add it to the process.
Enter, apply chain dialog, applying .. D:\demo\1lag.wav, list view, not selected D:\demo\1lag.wav, 1/24, 1lag, 1lag select on, track view table.
The process has been completed, and some of you might ask, how do I know that? From my experience, when JAWS says, track view table, that means the process has been completed. The converted file is located in a folder called Clean within the source folder, so now I'll open my D drive and look for it.
Menu, search box, edit, D:\, enter, leaving menus, data left paren D:\, right paren, items view multi-select list box, D:\, enter, demo, items view multi-select list box, not selected cleaned, 1/25, space, cleaned.
As you can see, the clean folder exists here. Now I enter it.
Enter. Clean. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected. One lag.mp3. 1 of 24.
Here are the converted files, and if you like, you can listen to some of these to know it quality. However, I don't need to do that because I know how the quality like. Now I'd like to show you how to make your own setting before converting file. It important, but you just do this once, and do the steps I did before when you want to convert any of your sound file. To make your own MP3 conversion settings, open a file, then choose export from the file menu.
Control O, select one or more audio files, .. dialog, file D, colon, enter, D, colon, shift tab, folder view list view, nuts D, demo, enter, folder view list view, clean, one lag.wav, enter, track view table, one lag, select on.
Now you can either press Control plus Shift plus E, or go to File menu, and choose Export.
Alt F, menu, File menu, new Control plus N, open .. recent file, close Control plus, save project, Control, save project as .. save compress, check dependent, edit method, import sub, export .. Control plus Shift plus E, enter, leaving menus, export file dialog, file name colon edit combo, one lag, zero items, Alt plus N.
From the save as type, choose MP3 files.
Tab, save as type colon combo box, MP3 files, 5 of 14.
Continue pressing tab to find the options button.
Tab, save button, Alt plus S. Tab, cancel button. Tab, options .. button, Alt plus O.
Press spacebar to activate it.
Space, specify MP3 options dialog, bitrate mode colon, MP3 export setup variable radio button checked, 2 of 4.
Here you can make all settings of your choice, then press escape to exit the dialog. Audacity remembers the settings you make, even you press escape to leave this dialog.
Escape, export file dialog, options, escape, one lag.
I just show you how to activate the MP3 options to make your own settings. If you need some recommended settings, you can listen to the episode 6 on the audacitytopodcast.com site, or read the Audacity Guide written by David Bales. I'll put these link on my show note. Now is time of the end of my podcast. I've just shared my experience on how to convert multiple files to MP3 using Audacity, and I hope this useful for you. If you have any feedback or question, feel free to contact me with the following informations. Email, dangmangalong at gmail.com, spell, DANGMANHCUONG, at gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at dangmanquang at manquangsai, spell, MANHCUONG. P.S.Y. Check out my Spreaker page at http://www.spreaker.com/user/dangmangkuang to post comments, get more episodes, as well as subscribe to iTunes or other of your favorite podcaster programs. The spelling of my address is http://www.spreaker.com/user/dangmangkuang. Thank you for listening. See you next time.